Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Tlingit, Native Alaskan, American Indian Cowboy. Jacob Lees from Idaho is our guest today. Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Randy. How's it going?
It's going all right. You joined the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association in 2019. Since then, you have won almost a half of $1 million and 8 seconds at a time in the most exciting way to make a living ever, riding bareback bucking horses. You went to the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, and claimed the championship. Beat all the American Indians in the country and the First Nations of Canada. And the Indian National Finals Rodeo is very proud of you. The entire program, as you qualified, not only the year you won the INFR, you qualified for the Wrangler NFR, and here we are today, 2025. Tell us about this season.
It's been really good. Shoot, made a lot of good rides, a lot of big wins, and I've been blessed to be out here.
Well, at the Governor's Cup today, the rodeo, like boxing, anything else, there's a winner and then you lose. How do you handle both?
Really, I kind of just look at it like everything is kind of a win. You know, you either win or you learn. So I like learning and I like winning. So either way, it works out for me.
Very well stated, because today you come into this event 19th in the world at the Governor's Cup in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and had a chance to get up to the top 15 in the world. And it did not work out just 10 minutes ago. I don't know about you, but there's a tear in my eye. I think you're tougher than me.
Yeah, you know, you work all year for this, and when it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But life will go on, and there's going to be another year next year and a whole lot of more bucking horses. So I know what I need to do, and I'm just going to go ahead and try harder next year.
I've always learned to commit my thoughts to the Lord, and He will establish my plans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's all we can do is look to God and thank Him for everything that He's given us. And I've had a lot of good shots this year. You know, it didn't work out, but He's got a lot of big plans for me, so just keep on rolling with it.
Well, I agree with you, because we don't think like He does. And the challenges that we have will make us better. So this might put a burning fire in your stomach and come back with a gold buckle in 2026.
Definitely. Yep. That's the plan anyway.
Our guest today, bareback bronc rider Jaco Roper, fared very well in this competition. Hello, Jaco. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're doing good today. It's been a great day already.
It has been a great day for the Oktaha, Oklahoma Cherokee Cowboy. Let's talk about coming into Sioux Falls, the three horses that you got on. Can you tell us about them and how it fared?
Yeah, when I got here, I knew I had to for sure win a couple thousand at least to make it out of here. Let's see, my first one. Heck, I don't even remember what I got on. It must have been good, though, because I won $6,000 on them. And second one was good. This one this morning was definitely by far the toughest. It's called Captain Hook of Championship. It was a dogfight, but it was worth it.
And then you came back and qualified for the top four. Very prestigious. Watched all over the country, all over the world on the Cowboy Channel. And horse number, top four, you looked very good.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was super excited to make it back to the four-man and made a good ride and ended up fourth, but it's hard to be mad when you win last place and four man and still won a bunch of money.
Can you guesstimate the amount of money you won this weekend?
$14,000.
That's beautiful money, 8 seconds at a time. You know, your career is really going well. We're so proud of you. You jumped out, won the Indian National Finals Rodeo a couple of years ago, qualified for the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, took a sabbatical, had a pair of beautiful twin girls, and come back. You're in the top 15 in the world, headed towards your second Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. This has been a good ride for you.
Yeah, it's been an awesome year. Ever since we had the girls, I feel like I've been riding a lot better. I guess I got something to ride for now. Yeah, I always have them in the back of my mind when I got a scary bucker or something, so they gave me a lot of confidence and stuff.
How old are they now?
They just turned 9 months.
Well, that's not only a very exciting time in your life, that's a challenging time. Double diapers.
Yeah, double diapers, and my wife, Brianna, she is a super mom. She takes care of them when I'm gone and never complains. She's a trooper.
Yes, sir. Well, tell us about your goals. What do you have going into your second Wrangler National Finals Rodeo?
Well, catch old Rocker. It's going to take about 6 round wins, so planning on doing that. Hopefully more than that.
That's words of our champion, Cherokee Cowboy Jaco Roper, on the move in the bareback bronc riding and pro rodeo towards a gold buckle. Good job, Jaco. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.